Now, you took German, correct, in school?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe you can help us decipher just a couple German dudes, and they have an earworm of a song. And the only thing really I know is it's about Barbara and her rhubarb.
Es war einmal in einem kleinen Städtchen, da lebte ein Mädchen namens Barbara. Und diese Barbara war im ganzen Land für ihren abartig guten Rhabarberkuchen bekannt. Ja, man konnte sagen, dass Barbaras Rhabarberkuchen ohne Wenn und Aber wow. gar eine geradezu magische Erfahrung war.
Abracadabra!
Ja, dieser Kuchen war geradezu
bombastisch. I hear Barbara.
Und die Nachfrage danach erstarkte drastisch. Barbara eröffnete noch im selben Jahr eine Bar und nannte sie Barbaras Rhabarberbar.
Wow!
Und gab es auch ein paar Barbaren, die hatten von Barbaras Rhabarberbar erfahren.
This
und da sie fortan jeden Tag bei Barbara waren, nannte man sie bald die Rhabarberbarbaren. In den Folgejahren hießen
die Barbaren. That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
It's almost like a German Eminem, kind of.
I mean, it's just like the guy looks so unassuming. He looks like he could be your dad.
Yes.
And they're just.
And he's spitting some mad German fire.
Yeah, maybe you've heard it on Reels or TikTok, but they're starting to get some attention.
Auf ihr barbarisches Gebaren fahren, sie waren, behauptete Barbara, fast noch sympathischer als Barbara. Aber die Barbaren waren stark behaart und hat.
I mean, it's literally. I tried to look up the translation, and it's literally about Barbara and a rhubarb pie.
It's description says the absurd story of Barbara,
yeah.
Her barbarian friends, their barber, the eponymous bar, and most of all, Barbara's unbelievably tasty rhubarb pie.
Yes!
Alle einen struppigen Barbarenbart, ja nicht apart. Daraufhin schickte Barbara ihre Barbarenfreunde zum Barbarenbartbarbier. Der frisierte den Barbaren sogar den ganzen Kopf in seinem Barbarenbartbarbier.
I mean...
Er war zwar ein fürchterlicher Laberkopf, aber der Bart war danach total tipptopp.
He looks a little like Dr. Oz, if I'm trying to paint a picture.
Dr. Oz,
He's looking like like Dr. Oz with glasses. He's wearing like a nice purple button-down shirt, and he's just like, and then he's, oh, it says also, many thanks to Marty Fisher for the great collaboration and his rad beats.
Yeah. Ja.
Bluten die Barbaren ihren Bartbarbier fein nach getaner Arbeit noch in die Rhabarberbar ein. Da tranken sie dann gemeinsam an der Bar noch ein Bier, die Rhabarberbarbaren und der Bartbarbier. Und aßen dazu Bar.
There's only like 15 seconds left.
Okay.
Ich glaube, es waren zwei. Ja, da wurden sogar ganz harte Männer nahbar. Und das alles dank Barbaras Rhabarber. Drei Barbaren und der Bartbarbier. Da kam die Polizei. Ja, wo wart denn ihr? Drei Barbaren und der Bartbarbier.
There it is.
Wow.
The Abracadabra Barber Song. Maybe we should.
It would make people look at their radio. They would be like driving along, just listening to DJX, and then what's happening? You physically look at it like you're going to have some sort of explanation,
shoot.
And you're not. You're not going to have an explanation at all.
It looks like someone had just sent us a text that says YouTube has the English translation if you turned on the closed captioning. It almost makes you want to learn how to speak German.
Almost. But I highly encourage, I'll tell you, I have used it zero times in my life.
It would have come in handy here, Kelly.
It would have. And you're right. When watching if you have the closed caption on and you're watching YouTube, it does put it in English for you. And this barber was known throughout the country for her incredibly good rhubarb pie. Yes, you'd say that Barbara's rhubarb pie, without any ifs and buts, was almost a magical experience.
Yes.
Abracadabra. Well, this cake was downright bombastic, and the demand for it increased dramatically.
Right.
Barbara opened a bar that same year. It's called Barbara's Rhubarb Bar.
I'm telling you, it's something you'll want to spend at least 90 seconds on. All right?
Yeah, you should.
At Ben and Kelly Show, you can see it there. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, in the he said, she said, innuendo-filled world of Hollywood, it's fun to sometimes speculate, and that's what Hollywood is doing right now in the friendship between Joe Jonas, you know, how he separated from his wife, Sophie Turner, recently.
Yeah, divorced, yes.
Yeah, he was just got out of a five-month relationship with a model named Stormy, I believe.
Yeah.
And now maybe he has a friendship with Demi Moore, who is 61. Joe Jonas, 34. Listen, I'm not age-shaming at all. They're said to be, quote, flirty, but at least one source claims they're not actually doing anything more than just being flirty right now.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're not dating. We're just flirting.
But they met through mutual friends at the Cannes Film Festival. I guess Demi Moore
he needs
is
to give Ashton Kutcher a call.
Maybe Demi Moore has a type. If that's the case,
she does have a type now.
If she, I mean, hey, why not?
Which was a sharp left turn from Bruce Willis back in the
day. Right, right.
She has become America's favorite cougar. I think that's her new title.
So you know, hey, if you know what, we're not here to. We're just hoping they both have fun.
Exactly.
With whatever it is they do.
If we start talking marriage, we're going to have an intervention. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe.
Say, Joe, hang on. Demi,
yeah, Joe.
Hang
Joe.
On.
Hang on.
And maybe we sit Demi down, too, and go, Demi, hang on.
Demi, hang on now.
You're doing well. You don't need this right now in your life.
She looks amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
Not saying she doesn't look amazing.
Absolutely she does.
Yeah. All like right. Goals. Looks amazing.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So, anyways, just some fun news. Innuendo, if you will. All right, let's get to a phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Beth reached out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show.
Thanks.
Was hoping you can call and mess with my dad for his birthday. He manages a plumbing company in town. Would really think it was funny. Thanks.
Yeah, Robert Hassenpepper, not a real person. Just needs to call about a persistent clog in his toilet. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello. Plumbing and heating.
Hi there. Am I speaking with the owner?
Yes. This is Dan. How can I help you?
Hi, Dan. My name is Robert Hassenpepper, and you actually had a guy out at my place the other day to install a new shower.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for your business. I hope you're happy with the work we did on the shower.
Yeah, no, that's not why I'm calling. That's not the issue. The shower works great. You did a great job on that. The issue is actually the toilet next to the shower. Ever since your guy left, it's been clogged up, and I mean really clogged.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I don't have your paperwork in front of me at the moment, but do you happen to remember the name of the plumber that we sent over?
No, sir, I don't. Here's the thing. I wasn't even here when he was working. I let him in. To do the shower, but then I had to leave for work. But I know the toilet was working fine when I left. I had to test drove it earlier. But then when I came home later, it was completely clogged.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, without knowing the specifics of the plumbing in your house, it just seems unlikely that any work you did on the shower would affect the toilet, you know, like that. You're sure it was working before?
Well, I'm sure. I just told you I gave it a test ride, but look, I don't think I'm being clear enough. You know what I think happened? I think your guy decided to relieve himself and bust a grumpy and leave me with a real log jam down there.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just wait a second. Let's not jump to conclusions just yet. I mean, my employees always avoid using the plant's facilities whenever possible.
Uh-huh.
And if he did, I highly doubt he would have left you with a clogged toilet.
So your guy dropped some kids off at the pool,
left
some barbarians at the gate, then walked on the clog. Well, what do I need to do? Get in there and collect a DNA sample? Prove that it was your guy?
No. Sir, that won't be necessary. Let's not dwell on how this happened, okay? I'll have someone out to your house for the end of the day, and we'll take care of it.
Well, I don't think I should have to pay for this either. I mean, your guy makes an offering to the porcelain throne, and who knows what's stuck in my drain now.
Sir, there'll be no charge for fixing the toilet. I can send someone out right away.
Well, I want a different guy. Don't be sending Poopy McPooperson back here again.
Yes, fine. I'll send a different plumber for you. Can I have your address?
Well, yes. Right now, I'm here at the radio station, though.
What? I thought you said this was for your home, right?
Well, I did say that, yes. Yeah. But what I meant to say was that it's Ben Davis from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show calling, and your daughter set you up for a phone tap in honor of your birthday.
Hi.
Really? And I'm on the radio now.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Oh, man, that was good. That was pretty good. Man, Jody has had me listen to these things before. I never thought you'd be able to get me, man.
There you go.
Yeah, it's your time.
Dreams do come true.
Dreams do come true.
How many different phrases can you come up with, too, by the way? Busta Grumpy. Offering to the porcelain throne.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Dropping the kids off, for sure. All right, there you go. Phone tap, 99.7 DJ. All right, set to the bar stories. These are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, you could take a trunk full of stuff to a recycling center, maybe. The guy gives you a couple bucks, something like that. I don't know.
Sure.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing fire hydrants, you're doing okay.
That sounds difficult. I think those are, they're grounded pretty well. Like, they're stuck in there, right?
Yes, it is difficult.
That sounds like it would take some muscle.
A fire hydrant. I guess this is happening in LA.
Why are we stealing fire hydrants? So they no one hot knows. At the maybe pawn
it's
shop?
And maybe it's for scrap metal, something like that. Apparently, one neighborhood had four stolen recently. They don't have a single operating hydrant in case of a fire.
That's not good.
Here's one of the residents.
That's beyond annoying. Why would you steal a fire hydrant? What are you going to do with a fire hydrant? Like, it's steel, so what are you, like, making tools or something? Are you, what are you making with a fire hydrant? And then where are you taking it? Somebody's going to notice a giant yellow fire hydrant.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, like.
Yeah, valid questions.
What facility is going to accept a fire hydrant without asking any sort of questions?
Right. Like, how'd you get this?
Yeah,
where'd this come from?
Like, well,
are you authorized to have it?
I just found it on the side of the road. Yeah, it was bolted down on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they are looking at getting them replaced, but thinking about adding some sort of locks to maybe discourage thieves. But
other
yeah,
than
I guess,
bolting them into the ground, I mean, that would seem pretty secure.
Right? Wow. I mean, so I guess you have to turn off the water first, unbolt them, and then use a vehicle or something to
Sounds
knock
elaborate.
Them kind of off their thing. So, again, everybody's kind of scratching their heads going, why?
Exactly. Is there like some sort of black market for fire hydrants that we are unaware of?
Yeah,
where you can get some high dollars for that top dollar?
Hey, I tell you what, why don't you come behind the building here and take a look at my van? I've got some great options of fire hydrants for you. I've got a yellow one.
No, nobody needs that.
I've got a red one. I've got a blue one.
No, you know what? Neighborhoods need them, though.
Yeah.
In case someone's house catches on fire.
Yeah, that's why this is said in the bar story. So, if you can somehow manage to make it through the day without stealing a fire hydrant, then you're doing okay.
Or more. I mean, several are missing.
Yeah.
What the heck?
That is your said in the bar story. You know, those chance encounters with someone you're interested in fail to turn into something more. Well, that's where we come in. Scour the internet looking for people who just need that second chance at love.
Yeah, maybe a brighter spotlight and someone will hear it and be like, hey, that's about me.
Yes, that's right.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, this first one, man for woman called Love at First Height.
Oh, all right.
Ha, or should I say... Hi.
As in H-I-G-H?
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. We were in the same group that won the hot air balloon ride at the charity auction.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. At first, I felt awkward being the only man in a basket full of women. But then I noticed that all you had on the same t-shirt that said FYF. Which I later learned was for Face Your Fears.
Oh, all the ladies had the same shirt on, Face Your Fears. Got it.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
As we went up higher, more of you laid on the floor of the basket and cried.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, it wasn't going well.
No.
Oh, no.
I didn't mind, though, because you were the cutest and the last one standing.
Oh, yes. Oh, be brave. That's good.
That's right. At one point, I made my way over to you, and I may have stepped on a hand or two in a process.
Oh, my God.
So sorry.
Oh, no.
But you must have felt comfortable around me because you held on to my arm so tight. I thought you were taking my blood pressure.
Yeah, no, she was pretty scared.
So flirty.
No, scared. Scared is what it is.
I tried to get you to know you in between your yelps and shakes. What's your name?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But it was a challenge, LOL.
It was, sounds like.
After you threw up over the side.
Oh, my gosh.
I even tried to make you smile by saying free bird food. 90 minutes later, we took in the stunning views as I held your hair back.
Oh, she's still puking. Oh, my God.
If I'm being honest, I'm not sure what was more colorful. The sunset or the contents of your lunch? Did you have soup?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, stop. Oh, no.
I never expected such a connection would occur for me 5,000 feet above the ground.
Oh, wow.
But it did. Maybe we do it again for our second date.
Wink. Oh, I say no. I think no. She never wants to do that again. I don't know if they faced their fears successfully or not. All of them were on the floor of the basket. She's throwing up. Oh, no.
Because the lady piloting the balloon felt bad for me and gave me a free companion pass. Hit me up. Get it? LOL.
Oh, bless her heart. Oh, yeah, that didn't go well.
Bless her heart moment.
I mean, they had the best of intentions, though. You know what?
I guess.
And being up in a hot air balloon can be a majestic experience.
Yep, for sure.
If you're not deathly afraid of heights.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Well, this is a woman for man. Type O, officially smitten.
Oh, okay.
You might remember me. I was a dark-haired divorced soccer mom with the green windbreaker that smelled like banana fruit leather.
Banana fruit leather? Is that a snack?
I don't know. I took a break from watching my kids' game to do the right thing and give some blood.
Oh,
wait, wait a second. We couldn't wait until the kids' game was done?
She's on the side. Boring.
I'm going to go save some lives.
That's right.
I'm glad I did because I met you.
Aw.
Got to be honest. I normally hate needles.
Yeah.
But with muscles like that, I could tell you had experience poking people. And boy, did I need to be poked?
Wow. All right.
Ha! Sitting in that tiny space with you reminded me of my old Honda Odyssey that I got rid of a couple years ago after my third kid.
All right. Random.
I tried focusing on your gorgeous blue eyes when you were strapping me in.
Yeah.
But my fight or flight instinct took over. Did I really kick you in the temple, or was that just a dream?
What?
Sorry if that happened.
Oh, my
God. My bad. The good news is I got through it, and at the end, you offered me a cookie.
Mm.
Funny. I was thinking I could give you the same thing.
No.
Mine's oatmeal raisin.
Wow, she's laying it on thick.
I'll swing by next weekend. If you're working, make sure that little blood bus has a lock on the door. Winky face. Who is hanging with the kids? That's what I'm asking.
You know, those details are sketchy, Kelly.
You're dashing out in the middle of her kids' game.
Yeah, but she's doing the right thing. She's donating blood.
It's a noble cause.
A noble cause. So whether you are just searching for the lady you shared a basket with 5,000 feet above the ground.
While you held her hair as she puked.
Yeah, or the muscular person who was in getting
the
your
blood bank?
Blood. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections
on 99.7 DJX. Coming up still this hour, feel good stories plus a double date drama in group therapy. Hang on. Selena Gomez there, 99.7 DJX. You know, she has battled lupus, right? And so there's another star that's kind of come out with her struggles. Halsey, who we haven't heard from in a while.
And now we know why.
Yeah, she kind of revealed the painful extent of her struggles. She posted on Instagram. She actually released a new single. She's got a new record label, but She said that she is also, she tagged Lupus Research Alliance in her Instagram and Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And so she had kind of this to say.
I feel like an old lady.
I feel like an old lady.
I told myself I'm giving myself 2 more years to be sick. In 30, I'm having my... I'm 30, I'm having a rebirth, and I'm not going to be sick, and I'm going to look super hot and have lots of energy, and I'm just going to get to redo my 20s and my 30s.
Yeah, Halsey is 29, and so, you know, she's just kind of, you know, if you didn't really understand what she said there, she said, you know, look, by 30, I'm having a rebirth. I'm not going to be sick. I'm going to look super hot and have lots of energy, and I'm just going to redo my 20s. In my 30s.
Yeah, she feels like she was probably robbed of the last couple of years of her 20s having to fight this illness.
And here's a little clip from her song, The End.
So I ran into the clinic and I asked to see the man with his white coat and his stethoscope like a snake around his hand. And I told him I'm not bitter because I finally found a lover who's better.
I mean, man.
I mean, that's going to take you through the whole thing, it sounds like. It
does.
Stripped down, very different sound for her, but sounds like very heartfelt and coming from a pretty difficult place.
Right, for sure. So, hopefully Halsey is on the right path. And
back to health.
Yeah, back to health, for sure. All right, hey, coming up next, group therapy. Derek rolls in, and he went on a double date, and there could be some drama as a result.
It went well.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess we'll say it
went
well.
It did go well.
Yes, it went well.
In a different way than you expect.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. All right, so we'll get his issue, group therapy, coming up next on 99.7 EJX after your morning shot of espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Derek, in quotes, writes in, okay, guys, it's going to be ironic on a couple of levels because to start with, the girl I've been seeing for several weeks listens to you guys all the time.
Nice.
Like every morning and podcasts and everything.
Oh, great. Hello. How are you? Welcome to the show.
So this is risky right there, and I'm reaching out for some advice about her. She's super sweet. We've been having fun, but we were recently on a double date with one of her friends and a first date my girlfriend set her up with. I could tell she wasn't really vibing with the guy, who was honestly kind of full of himself, kind of being a jerk. Mm. So I was trying to run interference with conversation, and I hate to admit this, but there were mad sparks flying with me and my date's friend.
Okay.
Like, I'm pretty sure she was into me too, and now I don't know what to do with the situation. I understand there are like dating ethics and you should have some level of respect for your date. But what about fate? If you run into your possible soulmate on a date, don't you have a right to give it a shot? Now, I don't want to ruin their friendship, but I can't shake this feeling that I just met the woman I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's a doozy. I will say this, you know, my boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Your boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds. He just doesn't know that. That's
exactly. Okay. So, you know, he met his wife, Blake Lively, on Green Lantern, and they were friends for many years. And they actually were on a double date together with different people they were seeing. And that is when they realized they liked each other more than friends.
Okay.
And now they're married with 3 kids.
What's the saying? All is fair in love and war.
I know, but I understand, like, he's trying to tiptoe because he doesn't want to hurt the girl he's seeing's feelings. Also, it's her friend. So it's kind of a double whammy.
Interesting. Justin texts in and says, oh, come on. Guys aren't that dumb. If he knows she listens to your show, he's totally using you two so that she'll break up with him and he gets to be the victim.
I thought about that.
Interesting.
I did think about that theory when he started it like that. Like, maybe this is his backdoor way of telling her.
Mm. All right. Have you had experience with this, like the ease of a transition between two people one you're currently dating and the one you want to date?
Yeah. Well, you know what? My sister.
Is she
my
not?
My sister.
Wait.
Actually went on a date with the guy that ended up being the best man in her wedding to her husband. They were like buddies.
Uh-huh.
And her husband set him up with her.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, I actually like him better.
Yeah.
And it was fine because, you know, they didn't really.
Right.
He wasn't that into my sister either. So it just kind of like fizzled out after
how
like
long,
a day or so.
How long has Derek gone out with his current girlfriend?
I think he said several weeks.
Several weeks. So it's still early.
Yeah, it's early.
So maybe it's okay just to say, hey, I don't think I'm feeling this. And just being honest, you know, kind of direct, but not mean. And
do you have your friend's phone number?
And can you please pass along your friend's name?
Her number.
So he doesn't even have that information.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. All right. I'd love to hear your story about how you seamlessly transitioned from one friend to the other in the dating world.
I appreciate that he's trying to think about our feelings, which
sure.
is why he's writing us.
Sure.
Otherwise, he'd just do what he wants to do.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, I think, you know, even though it may sting with your current girlfriend, if you're just honest and just say, hey, I don't think I feel the spark, you know, it's not you, it's me, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know, Godspeed in your future endeavors, all that, then I think it may hurt, but at least he's not ghosting her. I don't want him to ghost her. So
yes, no, he can't do that. But at the same time, then you're also risking the other girl, like wanting to protect her friend's feelings. Like
yeah,
she may
true.
Think that he is off limits because
hoes before bros.
Yeah,
I get it.
Okay.
Yep. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear your story about that. What's your thought? Group therapy. That's what this is. It's 997DJX. What's the acceptable length of the gray area? It's 997DJX. I'll explain here. Group therapy. We're talking about Derek's situation where he was out on a double date and kind of wants advice on how to handle it if he likes the other date.
The other date was on a first date. Didn't look like it was going well. He was kind of like stepping in, trying to save the conversation. And then there ended up being sparks flying. He's only been dating his date for a couple of weeks.
Right.
And it's kind of like crystal clear to him now that I like her better.
Yeah. And I think, hey, you're early on enough that you can just cut and just say, hey, it's me. Let's go on our separate ways. Can you hook me up with your friend?
That's the delicate part of it, is that it's her friend.
Well, we'll get to Brandy's comment here in just a quick sec, because I think she has a good point on Facebook. But what's the acceptable length of a gray area when, you know, you start to date someone else while you're still kind of ending things with your current partner?
No, we need to end things first.
Well,
up being more hurtful, right?
Well, yeah, I think. But is there is it like a week where maybe there's a little bit of crossover? Is it acceptable if it's like a week, maybe two, but certainly not a month, right?
Well, I see. Kate says stop dating number one because that obviously isn't the right relationship for you, even if number two doesn't even work out. Reach out to number two after you have broken up with number one. Also, since she's all about the show, I have a feeling, you know, she will see, hear this. So I feel like you intentionally did this knowing that she's going to know this is about her.
Everybody's saying
so maybe you're hoping she breaks up with you instead and you don't have to be the bad guy. Quite possibly.
Brandy says on Facebook, I don't know, man, first impressions and how someone lives are two different things. You may shoot your shot and then come over and you change your mind real fast. You just infatuated, that's all. But hey, try it. You never know. YOLO. I'd break it off with the first girl first, though. Don't be like the others out there. Close that door before you open a new one.
Exactly. Close the door first. That's what we do.
All right. But what's the acceptable amount of time where, because I learned after the fact that I was one of the subjects of a gray area. it was my wife, and she, you know, obviously it worked out. So she made
the new guy.
Yes,
but
I was the new guy.
Still fading out of the last situation.
She was fading out of the last situation.
Got it.
And fading into my situation. And
but then you were all like, "Listen, that needs to be done, right?"
Well,
until you call me again.
I didn't. Oh, man, how long was it? I want to say maybe it was a couple weeks.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, how long was she fading?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was, I don't think it was more than a month. It was a long time ago. You got to understand. But I remember I was on a, I was on a jog and I saw her in her ex's car.
Oh.
Drive by.
Having a fade out conversation?
Drive by while I was jogging. And I was like,
hi there.
I'm like, oh, I kind of thought that was over, but maybe it's not. All right.
Maybe I should ask.
Yeah. And
maybe
so,
I should clarify.
And yes, that, then I did ask. I was like, hey, you know what? If you still got to figure stuff out with him, you know, that's cool. I'll just be over here. Let's hit the pause button. She was like, no. Don't want to hit the pause button. It's over. I was doing this, blah, 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 blah. So I believed her and it worked out.
Oh, that's good. Are you sure?
He could still be hanging on. We never know. I told you, this is the guy that became a millionaire after suing for the rights of Dodgeball.
Oh,
he wrote. Wow. He was one of the original writers of Dodgeball, the movie starring Vince Vaughn.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Pitched it to some execs in New York. They said nah, and then turned around and a year later made the movie. And he was like, hey, wait, that was literally the same.
One time I told you about that whole idea?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm sure she has no regrets, though.
No regrets.
#zero regrets.
I should probably stop bringing that up, to be quite honest. I should stop reminding her that, oh, my current husband, he's just a DJ.
I mean, if she wants to reach out and just, you know, see how he's doing, maybe.
You know what? Probably not a good idea. Probably not a good idea.
Probably not.
All right. Where are we with
Where
Derek?
Were we? Oh, Derek. Yes.
Derek, yeah, just end it with the girl that you're with and start up a conversation with the new girl.
Yeah, right? A lot of people don't seem to think that you should have any sort of holding period. So just...
You mean a little gray area?
Right. I would not, though, ask your girlfriend as you're breaking up for the digits of the other one. I would just try to maybe... find another way to get in touch.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys have mutual friends.
Social media.
Yeah, maybe there's social media.
DMs.
Or.
Clarify that you're no longer dating her.
Kelly, I know this sounds rotten, but before you end it, why don't you see mutual
Stop.
Instagram
Stop
friends,
Stop.
Things sort of like that. Maybe
Stop.
Drop some hints or get some information about new girl and then... lay the axe.
Get new info. Do some research first.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.
Brent is like, maybe he could use Craigslist missed connections. Maybe.
I saw you. You were literally across the table from me.
On a date with some other guy.
I dumped my broad. You want to go out now?
No, wait. You should say, listen, I will dump who I'm dating.
Trust me.
If you're interested.
I will.
If not, I'm probably going to hang.
that's honestly how most of them go. Yeah.
Yep.
It's time for a fun little game. We're going to call a senseless survey, okay?
Okay.
And first, we're going to introduce you to Stacy, calling us from Santa Claus, Indiana.
Home of Holiday World and Splash and Safari.
That's right. So, Stacy's got brown hair, drives a Challenger, is a social worker, and is in a new relationship. But get this, Kelly.
Yeah.
It's a love from years ago that found her again after they both went through divorces and they just kind of reconnected.
That is destiny. That's destiny bringing you back together. I love it. Okay, we're going to just go ahead and
Stacey.
Assume you agree. Yes.
Stacy.
It's all good things.
I love it. All right. So, Stacy, it's a senseless survey. All you have to do is tell us. We're going to ask you the question first, get your answer. But then we're going to find out whether these people get the answer correct as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, first question. What president is on the $5 bill?
Lincoln.
All right.
Yeah.
So, do you think this person will know?
What president is on the $5 bill?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
All right.
Is it George Washington?
No, it is not.
Not George Washington.
Good guess, though.
All right. Good job. You're one for one, Stacy. Here we go. Next one. Name five vowels.
A-E-I-O-U? Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
They're going to know that, right? They're going to know that.
All right. Stacy, do you think this person... It's a different person, by the way. Do you think this person will know...
She said no. She has zero faith.
No faith. No faith. Let's find out.
A-E-I-O-U. Sometimes Y.
Ah,
oh, that is sometimes Y. That's a bonus point.
A bit of a bonus there.
All right.
All right. What's the capital of Ohio?
Dayton.
Dayton. It's actually Columbus.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's Columbus.
I learned that in the fifth grade, right? I think I learned the states and capitals.
Yeah, I mean, state capitals, yeah. But,
it's a long time ago.
I was going to say, if that's not fresh on your brain, how are you going to know, right?
Also, we don't live there.
Yeah. I don't live there.
It is a neighbor state, but...
Whatever.
All right. Okay, so do you think this person will know?
I didn't know, so no.
No. All right, you're saying no. By the way, if you're
Where
keeping
was the
track,
survey taken, though? Was it taken in Ohio?
No, it was not.
Okay, good.
It was not.
All right.
Which, by the way, if you're keeping track, Stacey has said no on every one of them. She's like, no, they're not going to know. They're not going to know.
Yeah.
All right, capital of Ohio.
The capital of Ohio?
All right. You say no, right?
No.
Not going to know? Yeah. All right.
Is it Cincinnati?
Should be. Totally
I thought it was
be.
A trick question.
Yeah,
it
no.
was a trick question?
Yeah, it should be
Is
Cincinnati.
That what they said?
1,000%.
What's the capital of Ohio? Cincinnati?
Cincinnati?
Thought it was a trick question.
They should change it.
Trick question.
I thought it was a trick question.
I thought it
was. Yeah.
All right, one more. If you run a 5K, Stacey, how far is that in meters?
Meters?
Meters? I know it's 3.1 miles. I don't know how many meters it is.
Yeah,
if you run
know.
A 5K.
Oh, is it 5 meters? I don't know.
All right. That's
I don't know.
It's not 5 meters.
I don't know.
Are you looking it up, Kelly?
What? I know. No.
It's 5,000 meters.
It's 5,000 meters. That's what I thought.
5K. K. 1,000. K. 5,000. Oh, my gosh.
Is that what that means?
No. Yes.
Oh.
My God. All right. Sorry. Stacey, I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing. All right. So do you think.
I am because I just learned that today.
I know. Kelly was
lit. I didn't know either.
I know
See,
she did.
I didn't.
She reached for her phone and she started trying to look it up. All right. Do you think this person...
I don't feel so bad.
I know. I was going to say, don't feel bad, Stacey, because literally...
They're not going to know that.
Kelly was...
They're not going to know
learned
that
it today.
Even.
I always wondered why they called it a 5K. I was like, it's 3.1 miles. Why don't they call it a 3.1 miler?
Oh, shoot.
I knew how many miles it was. I should get bonus points for that.
I don't run.
All right. You both...
I used to be running, too, because someone's chasing me.
You both say no... This person's not going to know.
If we're going off of us and our intelligence level, I say no.
That a 5K is 5,000 meters. Again, the question, if you run a 5K, how far is that in meters?
Yeah.
You both say they're not going to know it. It's?
5 miles.
5 miles.
5 miles.
I don't run, so I have no clue.
See? I don't run either.
They
we're not supposed to know that stuff. We're not supposed to know.
Wow.
Oh. I always tell people, if I'm running, you should be running too, because there's probably somebody chasing me.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Well,
I was today years old, though, when I learned some stuff.
Well, you know what, Stacey?
I learned some stuff.
You got 50% of them correct.
Well, hey.
That's great.
There you
That's
go.
Good enough on this
That's
show.
Good.
Two out of four.
I'll take a small clap.
And you're leaving with some knowledge.
Yes, that's
there
right.
You go.
The capital of Ohio is Columbus. And a 5K means 5,000 meters or 5K, K-1,000. Anyway, whatever.
That makes sense.
Why
don't they just
say 3.1 miles? I don't understand why they say 5K.
We live in miles, okay? That's how we live our lives. It's on our gas gauge. That's how we measure distance.
Okay.
That's the hill I'm dying on.
Stacey, thank you so much for being a willing and loving participant in our little reindeer game this morning.
Thank you for educating me this morning.
Yes, no, and I apologize for Ben's condescending tone.
Our listener, Dustin, just texted in and said, my fastest 5K, according to Stacy's math, is about 3 seconds. Not bad. All right.
That's a really good time. I would run.
I know,
I would run
right?
if that was how fast it was over.
That's right. All right. Stacy, hey, thank you so much. Hang on the line another quick sec. We'll get more information from you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Hang on.
Oh, what fun.
Oh, that's fun. Maybe we'll try that again sometime.
So much learning can happen.
Right.
This is an educational show.
And that's what that's the hill we'll die on.
Listen,
right there.
How many other people didn't know that? I'm not the only one.
Feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
James and Barbie are pretty lucky.
Yeah.
So they took up magnet fishing as a hobby, which is like lowering a magnet into water, trying to find metal objects.
Oh, all right.
And they found a lot of things like grenades, coins, jewelry, a motorcycle.
Wow.
But then they recently found a case containing $100 bills.
Wow.
It was a safe, yeah, in a lake. And after cracking it and finding the cash inside, counted it up, $100,000.
Dang.
So they took it to the NYPD. They said no way to know who owned the safe. The money wasn't linked to a crime, so they get to keep it.
Nice.
When I first saw it, the initial thought is we have found plenty of safes before. This is just what a magnet fisher does. You find safes. And I thought it was a bunch of the little baggies that you would put cash in. And then I saw the numbers, two stacks of freaking hundreds.
Yeah. And I did not believe it. I thought it was a joke. He's like, no, for real. And he shows me. And once I seen the actual dollars
and the little ribbon, the security ribbons,
like 100 and the security ribbons, I was like, I lost it.
Wow.
I mean, could you even, who puts a safe in a lake? Somebody's trying to hide something.
They'll never get it here.
They'll
never find it here.
I just remember where I dropped it. We're going to go back and get it later.
Yeah.
Oh boy. But yeah, no, they get to keep it. Another $100,000 richer.
Okay.
Slapping a feel good sticker on that.
All right. Yeah.
It's like winning the lottery.
It is kind of.
Yeah. You can see the story. WDJX.com brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
Should moms get a free pass when it comes to this certain thing? Leslie's hot take has the internet up in arms.
Okay, should I say yes or I don't know. Now I'm regretting just initially. Because when you say free pass,
free
it's got to be like getting out of something, right?
Oh.
Well, I mean, I'm all about that.
Well, immediately, when I think free pass, I think something else. I'll explain coming up.
Okay.
99.7 DJX. What's your take on something as simple as returning a grocery cart? It's 99.7 DJX.
Well, you should do it.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. You should always return the groceries because it's annoying if it's like in a parking space and then you can't pull into that space because there's a cart in the way, right? Or it can ding someone's car. Just put it back.
I've always been able to, or at least me personally, I think, okay, you can kind of tell a little bit the character of that person if they return a cart. And before I get too deep into this, just on the surface, it's like, okay, there's no rule against returning carts. It's not something you have to do. It's not something that, you know, is you're fined if you don't do, but it's just good to do. So
I've never seen somebody just leave a cart in the middle of the parking lot and go away and drive off.
Well, there
I've never
are
seen
plenty
that.
In
I see everybody
parking
return
lots.
Carts.
Well, there are plenty in parking lots that are like that. So obviously people are doing that.
That's true.
But yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where there's no rule against it, but it's just the good thing to do. And anymore,
it's courteous, it's helpful.
Well, most places have those cart returns.
The cart corrals, yeah.
In the actual parking lot. So it's not even like you got to walk it all the way up to the front of the store. You
and
know?
I'll be honest, I choose to park close by one of those. So it'll be a quick little, there it is. And I don't have to walk clear across the parking lot to go return it.
All right. So that being said, here's Leslie's hot take on it.
I'm not returning my shopping cart.
And she'll explain.
And you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and then leaving them in the car to go return the cart. So if you're going to give me a dirty look.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So she's got young kids and she is afraid to leave them in the car for a second to return the cart.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So are there people that understand that point?
Well, she explained later that she doesn't believe women should be shamed into returning their shopping carts if they don't feel the parking lot is A, safe for them or safe for their children. So that was her point that was missed on that. It just sounded like, okay, I'm carting around little kids. I don't want to leave them in an empty car while I go return my cart. or I don't want to try to take them out of the cart and walk with them through the parking lot to try to get to my car. So, I mean, in a sense, I kind of understand what she's saying.
Okay, but I would still argue then park closer to the corral.
Well, what if she can't?
Well, there's lots of cart corrals. In most of the stores that I go to, there are many. There are many. And you can park like a couple of cars, you know, away. Typically, I've been pretty successful any time of day that I go to the store, and I'm able to do that, and it's not a long walk.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess the internet is kind of divided on her take.
Yeah.
Some like lashing out, as the internet always does.
Sure. Because there's no good place to put it. Are you just going to put it right next to another car as you pull out and leave? And then you run the risk of like the wind blowing that into a car, or it's blocking somebody's way and someone else has got to move it.
Right.
Yeah, I understand she like her kids' safety, but I somehow survived when my kids were really little going to the store with them.
Well, then there it is. If Kelly can do it.
I'm just saying.
And look at all of
the
hurdles that Kelly has to go through in life.
It can be done.
If she can do it.
If I can do it, then you can too, Leslie.
If that is your real name.
Anyways, I get it. There are people, there are really shady people, but just be aware of the surroundings. Like, look around and make sure the coast is clear. And hopefully you park close enough to the corral. It's just like a little boop, zip it in there, and there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Again, Kirk's chiming in on text and saying, I understand what she's saying, but she's just probably getting backlash because of how she said it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he says, yeah, Chad says, do what Kelly said, park close to the cart return so it's quick and easy, and she can have an eye on the car.
I mean,
Leslie's privileged and entitled life is showing.
Wow. I mean, not every place has easy access to the cart return.
No, but I feel like they do. A lot of them are really good about that.
Mm-hmm.
There are many. If you look for them, there are many.
All right. Well, Leslie, your argument falls on deaf ears.
I will just suggest that. I'll put that in your suggestion box, Leslie. Just try to park closer to a cart corral.
If you want to hear her swear-induced little Instagram reel, we'll post that.
That doesn't help. She's aggressive.
We'll post that on X, at Ben and Kelly Show. Those chance encounters with someone you're interested in that failed to turn into something more, that's what we're specializing in right now.
Yeah, we're trying to shine a little spotlight on that. So maybe the person it's intended for hears it and gets back in touch so they can spend forever together.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist. Missed connection.
All right, I'll go first, shall we? It's titled Love at First Height.
Okay.
Man for woman. Ha! Or should I say, ha!
As in H-I-G-H?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Height humor there.
Okay.
We were in the same group that won that hot air balloon ride at the charity auction.
Oh, that's fun. Those are great.
At first, I felt a little awkward being the only man in a basket full of women.
You know what? Winner, winner.
But then I noticed that all of you had on the same t-shirt that said FYF.
What does that stand for?
Which I later learned was for Face Your Fears.
Oh, these ladies, they didn't like heights, did they?
As we went up higher, more of you laid on the floor of the basket and cried.
They were not enjoying it at all. They were trying to face their fears. It wasn't going well.
I didn't mind, though.
Okay.
Because you were the cutest and the last one left standing.
The bravest indeed. Yes, pushing through.
At one point, I made my way over to you, and I may have stepped on a hand or two in the process. So sorry.
Oopsies.
But you must have felt comfortable around me because you held onto my arm so tight, and I thought you were maybe taking my blood pressure.
Yeah, no, she's probably scared.
So flirty.
Not flirty. She's scared. She's terrified.
I tried to get to know you in between your yelps and your shakes.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was a challenge. LOL.
Help!
after you threw up over the side, I even tried to make you smile by saying, free bird food.
My God.
90 minutes later, we took in the stunning views as I held your hair back.
Oh, bless her heart. She's puking through the whole thing.
Yeah. If I'm being honest, I'm not sure what was more colorful. The beautiful sunset or the contents of your lunch?
Oh, come on now.
Did you have soup?
Oh, gosh. Oh, that just sounds absolutely miserable.
I never expected to have such a connection 5,000 feet above the ground.
Oh, wow.
But it happened to me.
That's great.
Maybe we do it again for our second date.
No. Wink. Nope, nope, nope. She's never doing that again.
The lady piloting the balloon felt bad for me and gave me a free companion pass. So,
great.
Hit me up.
Nope, they're not doing that. Oh, no. She's never calling him. Nope.
Wait, why did the lady give him a free companion pass and not the entire group?
She probably read the room. Maybe. It was like, they're not coming back.
Maybe.
Ever.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
It's a woman for man.
Okay.
Type O, officially smitten.
Okay.
I think that's a blood reference, maybe.
Maybe.
You might remember me. I was the dark-haired, divorced soccer mom with the green windbreaker that smelled like banana fruit leather.
banana fruit leather?
What is that? I don't know. I took a break from watching my kids' game to do the right thing and give some blood.
She just left her kids' game?
She's at her kids' soccer game and just leaves?
I mean, it's good to give blood, but it's like, this soccer game's boring.
Maybe it's a mobile, blood fair. I don't know. I'm glad I did.
Uh-huh.
Because I met you.
Oh.
Gotta be honest, though, I normally hate needles.
Oh, yeah.
But with muscles like that, I could tell you had experience poking people. And boy, did I need to be poked.
Yeah, you did.
Sitting in that tiny space with you reminded me of my old Honda Odyssey that I got rid of a couple years ago after my third kid.
Okay, random.
I tried focusing on your gorgeous blue eyes while you were strapping me in.
Yes.
But my fight or flight instinct took over.
Oh.
Did I really kick you in the temple or was that just a dream?
Oh my gosh.
Sorry if that happened. Too much. The good news is I got through it and at the end you offered me a cookie.
Oh.
Funny. I was thinking I could give you the same thing.
Cookie?
Mine's oatmeal raisin.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll swing by next weekend if you're working. Make sure that little blood bus had a lock on the door. Oh, it was a mobile blood bus.
Ah,
yes.
Wow. Okay.
Parked there at the soccer game.
All right. So whether you made a connection 5,000 feet above the ground...
while holding someone's hair as they puke?
Yeah, or you found that person in that little blood bank while you were donating blood.
Gave you a little poke.
Oh, shoot. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
She sounds like she's got a lot going on, though. At least three kids. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Don't knock it. Don't knock it. So you remember those really, really strong storms a couple weeks ago? 99.7 DJX kind of ripped through the Midwest, tornadoes, all that huge damage, especially like in Iowa and some of those states there in the Midwest. Well, there was a victim, I guess, of the tornadoes who got interviewed. His name is, I want to say his name is Keith. Or Kyle, or...
Keith or Kyle, or somebody. Not important. Where did Keith the Kyle
Bradley.
Say?
It was Bradley. Sorry, Bradley.
All right. Not anywhere close to Keith or Kyle.
Sorry. Bradley was interviewed by the news after his family's home was destroyed by a tornado. And he had this to say.
I lost a lot, including my golf clubs.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I had like
$3,000 into that.
I'd like to shout out TaylorMade and Titleist and Callaway. I really need new sets or a new set. I lost it. And I just love golf.
Wow. Like, of all of the things that he has lost, he was like, you know what? This is a platform.
Yeah.
And I am going to maybe use it to reach out to try to get back one of my most prized possessions that I now no longer have.
Yeah. And the video, it literally shows his house in rubble behind him.
And he's worried about golf clubs.
And he's all like,
I lost a lot, including my golf clubs.
So I
get it.
Yeah. I will say that one of the top comments on that video that went viral was from Callaway.
Okay.
And
all
Callaway
right.
was like, we got you.
We you got know? You,
I
fam.
Mean, I, you know, a company needs to understand that if something like that goes viral,
That's an opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. What is it to you to hook this kid up with another set of golf clubs? So, it didn't take long. Callaway stepped up. They sent him, or they said that they were going to send him some new clubs as soon as they're able to get his contact information. So,
I would also start shouting out Extreme Home Makeover. I think they're bringing that back. If I could just get the attention of ABC executives and Extreme Home Makeover, I'd like to put my name on the list. Also, if there's any furniture companies, I would like to shout you out as well. Schmidt Furniture, if you could
say, don't you already talk about Schmidt Furniture?
Schmidt Furniture, you could just send a couple of chairs.
So I'm sorry.
Couch,
I guess
living room furniture.
Did I miss something? Did something devastating happen to your house?
No, I was just trying to suggest this to that guy.
Oh.
Like, if I'm him.
Okay.
Seeing the success of his golf shout out.
Right,
getting
right,
some
right.
new clubs out of it.
I'm
making some more videos.
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
I see.
That's what I'd be doing.
All right, gotcha. Yeah, we'll post it up at Ben and Kelly's show. And by the way, segueing into a gratuitous plug, if you love golf as much as he does, we have the Shelbyville golf sampler for you tomorrow at 9.
There you go. Yep. You can buy it for $39.
Yep.
It's two rounds of golf and the card.
Or you can win yours at WDJX.com. So right there at WDJX.com. Yep. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So this is kind of an unfortunate situation that happened. There's a baseball fan. Her name's Liz.
Uh-huh.
She was at a Toronto Blue Jays game. She's a big super fan, right?
Okay.
And she ended up catching a 110-mile-an-hour foul ball with her head.
Oh, so she didn't really catch it.
No.
Okay.
It hit her in the head. And
ouch.
She shared a picture of herself
with
this huge goose egg on her forehead.
I bet.
And she reached out to the Blue Jays on social media saying, hey, I got my face mashed in. I didn't even get the ball. Any way you can hook a girl up? Well, Topps Baseball Cards saw that, too.
Turn my head. Bam. Impact. It hits so fast. Like, I didn't have a chance. Even my hat right here has, like, a dent in it. Everybody's like, did you at least get the ball? And I didn't even get the ball. Top says, hey, we have this idea. What do you think? We want to do a card with your face on it. That's what we want to do for you. And I was like, let's go. Let's get it going.
All right.
Let's go.
Good for her.
So they took the picture that she shared with her giant goose egg and made that into a Topps baseball card.
That's funny.
Which is awesome.
Wonder what her stats are.
I don't know. They should probably say can catch a 110-mile-an-hour foul ball on her head.
Right, with her forehead.
Exactly. And by the way, the Blue Jays did hook her up with tickets to another game and a ball signed by the guy who hit that foul, shortstop Bo Bichette.
I don't know if you've ever looked at your actual ticket that you purchased to go see the bats or something, but every single ticket has printed on it kind of a warning label.
Little waiver, like, sorry, we're not responsible if you get hit.
Yeah, be careful of flying bats, flying balls, things like that that get
that
hit into the stands. Yeah.
Yep.
Crazy.
So you can see the story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's a situation we hope you don't find yourself in or a what not to do.
Sure. Look, taking things from work, nothing new. Probably not even constituting a setting the bar story, right? Especially if it's like a pen, maybe some leftover cake, maybe
some
even
paper.
Yeah, or some paper or like a little post-it notes or something like that.
Yeah.
Ryan, however, is the subject of our Setting the Bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without taking from your job an intimate doll from your patient, then you're doing okay.
Okay, how did the intimate doll wind up there?
So Ryan is a funeral worker.
Oh, right.
And he, along with one of his pals, were going to a house to pick up a cadaver, right?
And did a little shopping in the house while they were there?
While there, a coworker of his noted that old Rye decided to make a comment about a doll that saw while they were there.
Oh, no.
Then he also told the apartment complex that, hey, I'm going to need the doll for evidence.
Evidence?
Evidence.
You aren't the investigator, sir. All you do is prep the body for the final goodbye.
Well, Ryan wanted to take some souvenirs, which is a no-no.
That's a no-no.
That's a no-no.
That is a no-no. That is a no-no. You don't get to keep anything that belonged to the person.
Even if it's an adult play doll.
Oh, wow.
Which...
Do you think maybe he was trying to maybe here's a theory. He was trying to save the family of the deceased person from finding out that there was an extracurricular activity. Maybe he's trying to run cover.
Or maybe he's just trying to sell it on the side because he knows that those things are expensive. But really what I want to, my brain goes to is, sir, you're going to use a refurbished?
Yeah, I don't think that's not something you buy on eBay.
That's not right. You're the original owner and that's it.
That's it.
Listen, I'm not shaming anyone. If that's your thing, that's your thing. But I think you buy new.
Maybe.
You buy new. You don't buy used. Mm-hmm. You don't get a refurbished one.
Well, he didn't want to buy, period. So.
No.
Yeah. In this case, he's like, freebie. I'll clean that up real nice.
Oh,
it's going to be fine.
I'll clean that up real nice.
I don't know. It's what he does. He cleans up and gets prepared.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Bodies. Kelly, maybe we're thinking about this all wrong. Maybe since he is and he works for a funeral home, maybe he's going to practice on that doll.
Oh, probably. He's like going to practice some techniques.
How to prepare the body. Yes.
To make them look the best as possible. Okay. Probably not, though.
Let's keep my brain there.
Okay.
As opposed to what we're all thinking.
We just need to just keep going. Please plow right on through and just be done with the story.
That's what he was planning on doing.
Okay!
Anyways, that's your Setting the Bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without doing what Ryan did.
No!
Stealing any sort of intimate dolls from your patient, then you're doing okay.
Don't do that. They're clients.
Clients?
Yeah, well, it's not a patient because he can't be saved.
You're right. Okay, all right. Anyways, sorry. Let's not get hung up on that word, all right?
Hit a button, please.
You're setting
get
the bar
us out
story.
Of here. I don't want to go back there again.
It's 99.7 DJX. DJX, guess who's coming at us with a new boy band?
Oh, could it be Mr. Simon Cowell?
Yeah, so Simon Cowell, if you don't know his history, he's not only just a judge, a classic judge from the original American Idol, but he's also on, Britain's Got Talent, America's Got Talent, all that. X Factor. He's a judge on all those, reality shows, which maybe you think, all right, that's really he's a one-trick pony. He's just a judge. No, Simon, he's a music producer. He was deep in the music world. He helped create One Direction.
On X Factor. Listen, Nicole Scherzinger had a big part in that, too. It's largely credited to Simon Cowell, but she had a big hand in it, too. Louisville's own Nicole Scherzinger.
Which, by the way, Nicole Scherzinger, sorry, I don't want to get off on a tangent here. She never claims Louisville. Whenever anyone asks her,
it's always Hawaii.
It's always Hawaii.
Yes.
It's never the fact that she spent many years here in Louisville.
Her formative years in Louisville.
Anyways, moving on. Simon Cowell also helped create Little Mix and Fifth Harmony and all those. So, he has something to say for Camila Cabello's career too. So
sure, and it's been like what 14 years since One Direction was like a massive success. Yes, and that was, and now he's looking to do it again.
Yeah, trying to do it again. So he says, look, there's always a high degree of risk. I genuinely have no idea what's going to happen. We might uncover an incredible group. So he's hosting open auditions, basically.
Right. But or they might get a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
So he's just like, you know what? We're just going to give it a shot. We'll see what we get.
And since it is Simon Cowell, it will be filmed.
Absolutely.
And it will be part of some sort of docuseries that's going to be coming up.
They don't have anything attached to any streaming service yet, but they're just getting ready just in case they find some magic.
All right. So, hey, if you have a trip to the UK planned for the near future, then maybe, you could be a part of the next, Fifth Harmony or One Direction. It's 99.7 DJX. Speaking of boy bands, do we need to light a candle for Chris Kirkpatrick?
T's and P's a little bit for Chris Kirkpatrick in his hand.
We'll explain coming up. 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Real quick, so NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick, from the boy band NSYNC, that also includes Justin Timberlake and Joey Fatone, which, by the way, a quick tangent. You were shocked to learn that not everybody enjoys the same feverish excitement about NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys as you do here at work.
I was a little, I'll say stunned, dismayed, disappointed, all the emotions at our promotions director, the two Emilys. The two Emilys.
Emily on the radio who works in the afternoon.
Yes.
And Emily, promo Emily, who works behind the scenes. Yeah.
They were struggling to figure out who was in which boy band.
Now, listen.
And it really just cut deep. It hurts my heart. Like, I feel like that should be basic knowledge at this point. Even if you didn't grow up listening to them the way that I did, you should. Still, because they're still relevant, they still talked about, you should know who is in which band.
Now, listen, both Emily's born in the 90s. Promo Emily, almost a new millennia kid, born in the
2000s. I get it. I'm old enough to be their mother.
Yeah.
But they should still know.
But I'm saying, if you go back and you think about what were the huge bands that were around when you were born, would you know every member of that band? Probably not. So,
well, the Backstreet Boys are still around. They still making music. And NSYNC has been back in the news. They had a new song together because the Trolls movies and Justin Timberlake's the big name. You should know the difference.
Anyways, Chris Kirkpatrick broke his hand after some celebrity softball game. That's the story. All right. WDGX.com if you want to hear more. But the real news on this is that Kelly is
shaming
and,
the Emilys
and
for
dismayed
not knowing.
At the Emilys for not knowing their boy band history. Now
they know, though. They know that.
To be fair, they may know some of the newer boy bands that maybe you don't.
Okay.
Maybe they know the members of BTS.
Oh, maybe.
See? You probably couldn't name one of them.
Jungkook.
All right. You can name one of them.
Yep. And Jin's another one.
Yeah.
That's about as far as I go.
All right. Good. So, all right. If you want to see that video, by the way, and the face Kelly makes.
It's genuine shock and dismay.
Yeah. If you want to see Kelly's shock and dismay face, or the same face she made the first time she saw a man naked.
Stop it!
At 99.7 DJX.
That is an insult to that guy.
What? Listen, you were young. How old were you? What?
I don't remember. 14? Just hit a button. I want to get out of this space.
What were you? Seriously, though. 14, 15?
Stop it! No!
Your parents aren't listening. It's fine.
No!
All right, fine. At 99.7 DJX. What else, Kelly, do we have to get to? Is that it?
No, that's it. Turn it off.
All right.
Just turn it all off.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.